Anthropic has disabled its top AI models following a U.S. export control order, marking a significant escalation in AI regulation. This isn't just about one company. It signals how quickly the regulatory environment can shift for AI capabilities deemed strategically sensitive.
The business implications are immediate. Companies that built products around Anthropic's most advanced models now face service disruptions. But more importantly, this demonstrates that AI regulation is moving from theoretical to operational. Export controls that were primarily applied to semiconductor equipment are now being used to control AI model access directly.
What makes this particularly complex is that Anthropic simultaneously launched a $15 million AI cybersecurity program for state and local governments. So we have the same company being restricted on advanced models while being encouraged to provide AI tools for government cybersecurity. The regulatory framework seems to be distinguishing between AI applications rather than treating all AI capabilities uniformly.
The cybersecurity program timing suggests coordination with federal policy goals. State and local governments have been identified as critical infrastructure vulnerabilities, particularly after recent high-profile ransomware attacks. Anthropic's program could be seen as filling a strategic gap while more advanced capabilities remain restricted.
Meanwhile, reports indicate Anthropic asked partners like Figma and Canva to promote Claude Design's launch, even though the tool was built to compete directly with them. This raises fundamental questions about platform partnerships when AI companies are expanding into their partners' core markets.
This is a classic tech platform dilemma, accelerated by AI capabilities. When you provide AI tools to partners, you inherently learn about their use cases and market needs. The temptation to build competing products becomes almost irresistible, especially when you have the underlying AI advantage. But it destroys partner trust and potentially limits your platform's ecosystem growth.
The Anthropic situation reflects broader tensions in AI development. Companies need partners to scale distribution and find product market fit. But AI capabilities make it easier to compete across multiple verticals simultaneously. Traditional partnership models may not survive when one partner can rapidly replicate the other's core functionality.
Google is taking a different approach, suing a Chinese cybercrime ring for using Gemini AI in phishing scams. This is the first time Google has pursued legal action over misuse of its own AI products to facilitate fraud. It sets a precedent for how AI companies might handle malicious use of their technologies.
The legal strategy is fascinating because it's proactive rather than reactive. Instead of waiting for regulators to impose liability for AI misuse, Google is using existing legal frameworks to pursue bad actors directly. This could establish that AI companies have both the tools and responsibility to monitor and respond to malicious use cases.
The Chinese connection adds geopolitical complexity. This lawsuit could be seen as part of broader U.S.-China technology tensions, with AI companies becoming enforcers of national technology policy through litigation. The precedent could encourage other AI companies to pursue similar legal strategies against foreign adversaries.
Apple has announced its new Siri A, I Won't Flatter or Romance Users, explicitly designing against parasocial relationships. This represents a fascinating design choice, deliberately limiting engagement to avoid psychological manipulation.
The business implications are counterintuitive. Most technology companies optimize for engagement time and emotional connection. Apple is essentially saying they're willing to sacrifice some user engagement to avoid creating unhealthy dependencies. This could be a competitive advantage if users increasingly value authentic rather than manipulative AI interactions.
The technical implementation is probably as important as the policy. How do you train an AI to be helpful but not flattering? The distinction requires sophisticated understanding of human psychology and potentially limits the AI's ability to adapt to individual users who might respond well to positive reinforcement.
Microsoft is reportedly considering spinning off Xbox amid financial struggles. This would be a massive strategic shift for a company that's invested billions in gaming over two decades. The timing is particularly interesting given Microsoft's broader AI focus.
The gaming division has been a consistent drain on Microsoft's profitability, despite generating substantial revenue. Cloud services and AI are delivering much higher margins, so reallocating resources makes financial sense. But gaming provides consumer data and engagement that feeds their AI development.
A spin-off could actually benefit Xbox by allowing focus on gaming-specific strategies without being constrained by Microsoft's enterprise priorities. Independent gaming companies often move faster and take bigger creative risks. The question is whether Xbox can maintain technical advantages without Microsoft's cloud infrastructure and AI capabilities.
Germany has ruled that Google can be held liable for its AI Overviews feature, and Google plans to appeal. This establishes potential legal liability for AI-generated content in ways that traditional search results haven't faced.
The ruling treats AI Overviews differently from search results, suggesting courts are developing new frameworks for AI-generated content. Traditional search shows you what others have published. AI Overviews synthesize new content. The legal distinction could force AI companies to take more responsibility for accuracy and potential harm.
The precedent could reshape how AI companies deploy generative features. If they're liable for AI-generated content, they might need to implement stronger fact-checking, restrict topics, or require user disclaimers. The cost of legal compliance could favor larger companies that can afford comprehensive content moderation systems.